Power of Power, me and Mrs. Jones. Hey, Eli's in the house. Going stag. What's going on, my brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing okay. I'm telling you right now, it's been a tough hour. I had to cover our partner in crime early, came in a half hour early, and so I kind of kicked it with some oldies and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, it was sounding good.
And then I did. Thank you. Thank you much. And then I kick him with my dance set. Then I tell him, don't worry, because you know what? Going stag's next. He makes you relax. It's love music. It's great. I mean, it's unbelievable. Him and his girlfriend last week. Oh, my God. All the way. I almost crashed the car 3 times. Well, listen to you guys.
Take it easy. Don't
curse. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. Thanks very much, Dance Music Express. We'll catch you next time. And be safe. Remember, we love you.
Hello, hello. This is Going Stag, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got a full counter of desks. Counter? I don't know. I need to turn on these mics. Everyone want to say hi?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you, mystery voices?
This is Veronica.
I'm Talia.
This is Toby of Sticky and Zook. This is the Zook of Sticky and Zook.
6 a.m. alternating Tuesdays?
Alternating Tuesdays. That's next week at 6 a.m., baby.
Wow. Shameless self-plug.
There's no shame on the radio waves.
Obviously.
Never shame.
All right. I think we're just going to be playing some jazz today. Mm-hmm. Keeping it simple.
We heard jazz.
Yeah.
We heard jazz.
We do heart jazz.
All right. That first song was GG Train by Charles Mingus, and this next song will be Piano Bar 1 by Seatbelts, per Talia. That was Ahmad's Waltz by the Ahmad Jamal Quintet.
So true. And yeah. The one before that was the Piano Bar.
Yeah. Did you have a couple words to say about
that? Sure. Seatbelts, great music band, I think. Mm-hmm. They do all of Cowboy Bebop, which I've actually never seen, but I have listened to the soundtrack extensively. And in my jazz band, the jazz band that I was in played Tank, mm-hmm. which was amazing and incredible. And the bass line was too hard, so I played the little egg shaker things. And that whole soundtrack, like Tank and Cats on Mars. Mm. All of them are really good. So
I haven't listened to the soundtrack. I should do that. Mm.
Get it? Like,
is it a movie?
It's like a television series, and maybe a movie as well. I literally don't know, but I have listened to the music so much. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, cool. And then that last song was your pick.
Yeah, you know, I love a waltz.
Yeah,
she loves a waltz.
I'm not a seasoned jazz professional, but
don't say that.
I love a waltz.
Do you love to? Can you waltz physically?
I can kind of waltz. We can talk about it right here if you want, like after this next song starts.
Okay, but can
I
you
did choose
waltz?
Another waltz, I think, actually.
I would love to see you
I sent you another waltz. We can do it right now if you want.
Okay.
Just everyone at home, just envision it.
Yeah.
We're all
I
waltzing
see it now,
right now.
Personally.
I wish this was like a visual and audio show.
Look at her go. Wow, she's really...
Oh, she's so light on her feet. Bum, 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 bum.
All right. Up next is a short one. This is Miss DD by Mary Lou Williams.
Já conheço os passos dessa estrada, sei que não vai dar em nada. Seu segredo sei de cor. Já conheço as pedras do caminho e sei também que ali sozinho eu vou ficar tanto pior. O que é que eu posso contra o encanto desse amor que eu nego tanto, evito tanto e que no entanto volta sempre a enfeitiçar? Com seus mesmos tristes velhos fatos que num álbum de retratos eu dei me colecionar. Lá vou eu de novo como um tolo procurar o desconsolo que cansei de conhecer. Novos dias tristes, noites claras, versos, cartas, minha cara, ainda volto a lhe escrever pra lhe dizer que isso é pecado. Trago o peito tão marcado de lembranças do passado e você sabe a razão. Vou colecionar mais um soneto, outro retrato em branco e preto, a maltratar meu coração. Estrada, sei que não vai dar em nada, seu segredo sei de cor. Já conheço as pedras do caminho e sei também que ali sozinho eu vou ficar tanto pior. O que é que eu posso contra o encanto desse amor que eu nego tanto, evito tanto e que no entanto volta sempre a enfeitiçar? Com seus mesmos tristes velhos fatos que num álbum de retratos eu temi colecionar. Lá vou eu de novo como um tolo procurar o desconsolo que cansei de conhecer. Novos dias tristes, noites claras, versos, cartas, minha cara, ainda volto a lhe escrever pra lhe dizer que isso é pecado. Trago o peito tão marcado de lembranças do passado e você sabe a razão. Vou colecionar mais um soneto, outro retrato em branco e preto, a maltratar meu coração. Vou colecionar mais um um soneto, outro retrato em branco e preto. A maltratar meu coração.
That was Zingaro by Joao Gilberto.
Oh boy, was that beautiful.
Yeah. That last chord at the end really got me. I was not expecting it.
It was a tearjerker.
Yeah. We're all crying.
Joao?
Wow.
Wow. More like wow. He is so awesome and was inspired by Antonio Carlos Jobim. And Stan Getz was inspired by them all because he's just the white one that was added onto it. Spooky. and I love bossa nova so very much, and it's my favorite genre and my top genre of Spotify, according to Spotify statistics, which are important and real.
Yeah.
Mean valid. Everything about you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Is this a statement about Apple Music users, or is that?
No, I mean, it can also apply to Apple Music listeners.
I texted Talia saying, add to this playlist, you're a Spotify user, right? And you said, duh. So I think that says enough.
However, I do have numerous loved ones in my life who are Apple Music users, and it is ultimately beneficial to me because I like to listen to Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Shout
out Maya Wex.
I believe even your roommate.
Maya is an Apple Music user.
Sorry, Joe.
She is. Okay. We might have to log this as a political conversation.
Okay, shoot.
So why is Maya never the one playing music in your room?
For that very reason, maybe, and also because.
Okay, next time I'm in your room, I'm gonna ask Maya to play the music.
Yeah, I always ask her to, but she always doesn't want to because I don't know. It's difficult to play music for a crowd, but obviously not that difficult because here we are doing it right now.
Yeah. For some reason, I just thought of, remember Amp Me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of
Amp Me. I used Amp Me so much.
Yeah.
I would just do the free trial, and then I'd delete the app and do the free trial again.
Yeah.
That would be you.
That shouldn't happen, but like that's really cool that it did.
Yeah. But it was important. It was important for the generation. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I used it a lot, and I really needed it at that time in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never used it, and there have been like maybe 3 or 4 times in which I wish I could use it, but then I remember iPhone speakers are kind of
bad. Does anybody here have Amp Me? And like nobody's in me.
Yeah.
But it's the right idea. 100% is the right idea.
Right. The execution is like great. I think you have a little spiel.
Should I do it? Okay. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and this station. Hmm. This station in parentheses. This is important because children.
What did you guys do in the car as a child?
We played the license plate. No, not the license. The ABC game, alphabet game, where you would like look for the letters in the alphabet in ascending order on street signs.
I played a game called Buggy Light, where I would, if we're at a stoplight and it was red, I'd go 1, 2, 3, Buggy Light, and then if it turned green on the Buggy Light, like when I said that was really exciting, and like it was me that I did that.
Yeah.
And I would just say that over and over again until it turned green.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I think I did that, but didn't do it as a game. Like I think I just like in my head was like. Now. And then it would either happen or it wouldn't.
Every time it turned when you were like, now.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. It's interesting how things that made us, that were so entertaining to us as children are just less entertaining now. Like now I'm at a traffic light and I'm like,
I feel like I'm still fairly entertained. Like, that's if ever good. I'm in a plane and I'm landing, I'm always counting down from 10 just to see if I can get it.
You clap afterwards, too.
No, I don't clap.
Are you sure?
No, I know. I seem like somebody who would.
My dad sometimes claps as we leave the freeway. So we exit the freeway.
When only when you're driving, or
no, when he's driving.
That's awesome.
But claps for himself.
He just claps because he's excited about it.
Wait, he claps exiting the freeway while driving, hands off the wheel.
My dad used to watch like lectures for his board exams, and every time a lecture finished, he would clap.
Like not in
pre-recorded
that way,
lectures.
In that way. Fathers are just like children.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's important to celebrate the wins, you know,
and yeah,
the successes of life, really.
Yeah.
God, he's so wise.
My dad is listening right now. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My favorite line from that is, "It's important to ask what's going on around the car."
It's not just what's going on around you. What's going on around the car? What about what's inside
always,
the car? There's
know,
lots of buttons.
Yeah.
They never ask about the car, do they? What about the car?
How's
what
the car doing?
Yeah.
Everyone check in on your car today.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, should we play more music?
What's Let's next, Eli?
Up next is an untitled original by John Coltrane. Called Untitled Original 11383.
That's honestly very untitled and original.
I was about to ask what the title is, but then...
No.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Thank you.
All right, that was Caravan off of the Whiplash soundtrack.
Woo! 10 out of 10 movie, 10 out of 10 soundtrack.
J.K. Yeah. Simmons, am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Every time I am playing with a teacher and in a band, I think, wow, this is just like Whiplash.
I'm that good.
I'm that good, and my teacher is that mean and scary.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have a piano teacher that was like Russian and really mean and scary?
Somehow, no.
Never played piano.
I had a Serbian piano teacher, but she was like the most amazing woman ever. Okay. I had good teachers.
I just couldn't commit, and I didn't have the attention span. And then
for what?
For like sitting through it, like I wouldn't really pay attention.
When did you start playing the piano, Eli?
4.
Whoa, that's wow. Early.
And were you no, I know. I did
for
like.
For the age?
For the age, yeah.
For the age, okay.
I just have 4 fingers to clarify.
Yeah, and like my first piano teacher would like give us these like little eraser toys at the end. So I was just in it for the eraser.
Mm. That's relatable. Man.
I would get a sticker.
But then I got into it.
I got a Starburst.
Yeah, yeah, a Ooh, Starburst every time.
That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
Did you ever get a yellow one?
That's a big question. I don't know, and I don't know a lot of my memories.
Why do you ask?
Yeah.
Like, because I would have been upset.
Yeah, I had a lot of concussions.
Imagine one day you
get
a pink, a red, and then like a yellow. Like,
all the Starbursts taste the same.
Oh my god,
they don't.
That was like you just
the
solved,
same
like, a lot
or
of
that's
good.
An incorrect take.
Same with like fruit roll-ups and Skittles.
That's also wrong.
Did you guys
wrong,
ever have those fruit roll-ups
wrong.
That
what?
Makes a tattoo on your tongue?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty cool.
But I think fruit by the foot is way better, like taste-wise.
What's the difference?
Like the fruit roll-ups are a little bit
by the foot.
I find the fruit roll-ups a bit tart, and I don't really want that. I believe
it. Honestly, I never grew up with those. My parents wouldn't let me have that.
Yeah,
me
no,
either.
Also.
Too much sugar.
The sugariest cereal we had was Honey Nut Cheerios.
But I would like get them
Mine
from friends from my cool friends at school who had the cool snacks.
My cool friend at school cool also friends. Had Doritos.
Whoa. Oh, my
Doritos.
So mine had Oreos.
Mini Oreos
are great.
Did you? Okay, I would like take the Oreos and I'd open up the things and then I'd get all the little white bits and I would put them in do one big ball of the white stuff.
And you would
That's
eat
scary.
It? Did you eat
That's
it?
That's a scary thing.
Or you threw it at people.
It at
yeah.
No,
of course.
It depends like if I was
I
hungry or not so hungry.
That's yeah.
What does that say about me?
Did you eat the cookies?
Cookie or cream? Cookie or cream?
In cookies and cream, or specifically in Oreos?
In Oreos.
What?
There cream. Is a right answer.
I
What's
like
the difference
go.
In that question?
It's a really good question. I feel
is
like
the cream in cookies and cream ice cream?
Is it ever not Oreos? I don't. Maybe it's like
Wait,
Trader
are
O's.
Are there other cookies and cream things? Other than ice? What else is cookies and cream other
oh,
than
Oh, the Hershey's
ice cream?
Chocolate bar.
Yeah, that's true.
That one I never know how I felt. I used to like it in middle school, but
I don't know
if
like
I still
it.
Do.
I used to get excited about it, but I didn't really like it.
Wait, yeah. How do you guys feel about the left versus right thing on
no,
Twix
No,
I think it's silly. It's silly.
It feels like it's they're doing a Kit Kat thing, right? Because
yeah,
that
yeah.
has like actual sides. I don't really understand
the left.
I think it's the biggest failed marketing
Kit Kat, like,
ever.
You break
of
in half,
the
and then
and they're also
gonna,
like taking it a bit too far.
Yeah. They are, and they're like, oh, there's a left and right
flip it around,
factory.
It's no
like,
longer
no,
left.
It's
yeah.
all the same. It's there's no
and
different
like,
factory.
What's
and
a marketing?
Like, you can be like a left person or a right person, and it's like. Kind of weird.
Who here is a left
really?
Person? Who
is it
here is
different?
A right person? What do y'all think?
Or is just
like,
the rapper?
Like separate from handedness?
I'd say with Twix, I feel like I'm not supporting consumerism every time I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But a fun fact about me is both my parents are lefties and all three of their children are righties.
Wow.
Is it genetic? No.
I guess
there's
probably
a lot
not,
of lefties.
But maybe.
I was
I don't
about
know.
To say a lot of my friends here at Tufts University are lefties, and I think that really says something about coming to this liberal arts school.
Yeah.
Achoo.
Yeah, I wonder bless you. I wonder what that says about
Well,
I wonder if there's any relation between coming to Tufts after being a brown reject and being a lefty or a righty.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe brown only has righties.
That's
or
wait,
maybe only
racism.
Lefties.
We're all brown rejects.
All
and we're
us?
All righties.
Are you for Mr. Stack?
Yeah, I was a regular decision brown reject.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All
Let's
four of us.
Smile.
Wow.
That's
sad, y'all.
Yeah. I just wanted to go back to the candy bar thing real quick and say I really liked 100 Grand, but I only ate it once, and then the next day I got braces on.
That's oh, I've actually heard this story. No. That's a really sad fact.
Yeah.
But you can have it again right now if you wanted.
Yeah, I should.
But also Butterfingers, hot take.
Underrated.
Yes, so underrated.
Yeah.
At one time I was like at a party and there was a table of Butterfingers and Hot Cheetos and I stood there for maybe 30 minutes eating Butterfingers and Hot Cheetos.
Wow. That sounds like perhaps the best night. If I were there, that might be the best night of my life.
I wish you were there. I wish you were here.
Oh my gosh.
That was top of the reference.
All right. And on that note, mm-hmm. let's hear what
L'adolescence.
L'absence.
Eugène Cicero. All right.
Let's check it out.
Thank you.
To say,
we have two more songs.
To listen to.
Yeah, you had a quick little anecdote about something. Did you want to do
right?
That?
Sure, sure. So, jazz anecdote is that my jazz band, or the jazz band that I was in high school, was going to play all over Eastern Europe and Poland and Ukraine and a various variety of other places in jazz clubs, and that was really exciting. And then all that jazz in Eastern Europe happened. where Russia invaded Ukraine and stuff. And then we couldn't go, and it was really sad. And that's my jazz band anecdote. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, again, thanks for making that about you, because remember, it is about you.
No, it's about Eli going stag.
This is a perfect time for a station ID. This
where
actually has been... Sorry?
I'm just like wondering where on the radio waves we are.
It's oh, like, yeah. You might be
this?
Finding us on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Can we get like an applause audio in there or something?
I really need a soundboard. exiting the freeway.
Yeah, that was a good callback. So what was that we were just listening to, Eli?
That was Tezeta Nostalgia.
with held up parentheses.
By Mulatu Astatke. I don't know.
Do you know where that's out of? As in which country?
Ethiopia.
Oh, the Ethiopian jazz wave, guys.
Yeah.
It's literally the best thing ever.
We might not have time for the Twio song.
I understand. Maybe another
we'll
time.
Have to do
maybe
this again.
Tune in next time.
Yeah. So,
instead we're gonna listen to Seyu Shorsh. Seyu Shorsh. Life on Mars from the Life Aquatic soundtrack.
Yeah.
My Wes Anderson. Yeah. Great movie, great soundtrack, even better song. And this guy is a Brazilian ? Pop star with a bunch of other like house music, kind of really awesome like pop songs.
Mm.
And then he was just in this movie playing the acoustic guitar, singing really beautiful David Bowie covers. And it's really, really amazing.
Yeah.
And I would recommend listening to more of it.
Toby, was it you who hasn't seen this?
Yep, that would be me.
Let's all watch it together, the four of us.
I can't wait. Only the four of us, though. Nobody else is invited.
You guys on the radio are not invited.
No. Yeah. Listeners, one of you. One of you listeners is invited.
But you should all watch it on your own. Or all together.
All the listeners. Let's all have a sleepover. The four of us and every single listener right now.
That makes sense.
That's great.
My room?
Yeah.
Okay,
obviously.
See you there.
Thanks for coming on, everybody.
It's been an honor.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll have to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Extra charge, take one. das coisas do coração não consegue compreender. E a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Muitas coisas do coração não consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.